Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well.
Yes, on those tragic circumstances, mm-hmm. You know, that was an emotional parent describing here in the news of a Tennessee school mm-hmm. shooting. Her child ghosted at private Christian school, and a 28-year-old mm-hmm. woman. Rumor has it that it was a trans woman. We're not sure what it is, but we'll get to the bottom of it hopefully before the end of the show. It's very mm-hmm. sad, and you know, but you could just hear the pain in her voice. I couldn't imagine losing a child or being scared for, you know, a child's safety at school. They got there to learn and make friends and play during recess and. You know, for this tragedy to happen again, you know, when will the politicians, you know, wake up and, you know, stop taking money from the NRA and gun lobby and protect children? Three adults died also in this tragedy, the school shooting. We're supposed to talk about tonight, total impact from reality and MAGA cult. But because mm-hmm. of this shooting, where, you know, probably did not show another time. The number to call, 515-605-9802. And just, you know, tell us what you think about the latest school shootings and what can be done to prevent another school shooting. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of having shows like this where children, innocent children who haven't done anything to anybody, but yet still mm-hmm. get gunned down like animals.
Absolutely. And here we go again, David. You know, another mass shooting. senseless shooting. And why? because their Second Amendment fucking rights were infringed upon again. How dare we want, you know, sensible gun laws? You know, how dare we want our children to be safe and have to run, you know, and have to hide and do drills, and they have to run, fight, hide. That's their only protection. Instead of working to stop this madness, Republicans and MAGAs are focused on woke, CRT banning books, trying to destroy our public school system, defending the orange monsters, the drag queen, cut health care, Social Security, want to cut Medicare, Medicaid. The list calls on, goes on. Call your representative. Tell them enough is enough. Tell them we're sick and we're tired of this. Tell them we do not want to get phone calls saying that someone we love has been shot down in school. This is enough. How many children have to die? How many families have to suffer before somebody, someone has the guts, And that's what it's going to take, is guts to end this gun violence. That is all I have to say. You know, the hatred, and, you know, we all helplessly watch, you know, our country being ripped apart, you know, by the division and hate and these mass shootings. And they only always have excuses for these guns. There are no excuses. She had two assault weapons and a handgun. Two assault weapons and a handgun. Why? Why does she need that? Why did she need to walk into a school with that? Word is she was a former student. Maybe she was angry, but my God, do something pretty soon. You know, people need to take to the streets just like they do in other countries. They don't have this in other countries. Why? Why is it, David? Why don't they have this in other countries? Why are we the only moron country in the freaking world that has to live like this? We're not civilized.
Why? Because politicians and capitalists just take money from the gun lobby. You know, they don't care.
Of course.
You know, when things like this happen repeatedly, it's like, oh, my thoughts and prayers, especially Republicans. And, you know,
and take their thoughts and prayers and shove them up, you know where. That's what I've got to say about that. I am sick and tired. If I hear one more person say that, I think I'm going to blow my lid. I can't handle hearing that anymore. Anymore.
Yeah, too and much. It was, her name is Audrey Hale, who's a former student who identifies as a transgender. She gunned down three kids and three staff members, as I said earlier. And this is the news clip that I have here.
How chilly it's about to feel. Right now at 6, we are staying on top of that breaking news in Nashville, Tennessee, where three children and three adults are dead after a school shooting. Thank you for joining us. I'm Gerald Owen.
And I'm Deborah Morgan. We want to get you caught up on the newest information at this hour out of Nashville. In the last 30 minutes, police announced the person who pulled the trigger had maps of the school, including entrances and exits. Officers confirmed the suspect had two AR-style weapons and a handgun. And we also learned the names of the 3 9-year-old children and the three adults killed.
Mark Boyle is following this breaking story in Nashville from the WRO Live Center. Chelsea Donovan is live in Raleigh, where police killed a man they say fired shots at cars near a school and at responding officers. We're going to start with the scene in Nashville, all of this happening at the Covenant School. You can see on the map here, there was a reunification site nearby for parents and students. Mark, police released a lot of new information about the shooter tonight.
A lot of new information confirming that the shooter in this case was 28-year-old Audrey Hale, a former student, identifies as transgender, and that's key to this investigation, they say, as a possible motive. And we'll get to that in just a moment. These are the names of the victims here. Police confirming the name and the ages, and one of those who was shot and killed, Catherine Kuntz, right here, was the head of the school. We also would often talk about metal detectors. This school didn't have those, and this shooter in this case blew out the side door with their weapon, and that is how the shooter got inside. Here's the brand new information from police just released within the past 25 minutes.
We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this date, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place. There's right now a theory that we may be able to talk about later, but it's not confirmed. We can give you that at a later time. There is some theory to that. We're investigating all the leads, and once we know exactly, we'll let you know.
And one of those being questioned right now as they work to develop the motive and why all this happened in the first place is Audrey Hale's father cooperating with police tonight. Back to you.
All right, Mark, thank you. NBC Nightly News has reporters in.
Yep, so there you have it.
Yes.
You know, it was a former student. He's a trans woman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My thought is that... You know, no matter who you are, trans or, you know, religious nut job, you know, if you kill innocent children, then you're not worth their sympathy, you know?
No.
And the tragic and senseless act of violence has become all too common in our society. And, you know, the media now saying, oh, it's beginning to be normal. Nothing normal about this shit. Nothing.
No.
You know, we're going to this, you know, board on kids.
Well,
what's normal about that?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's so much normal, but it does desensitize you after a while. It does because we have gone through this over and over and over again through the years, and it seems as if, you know, when things like this happen. Yes, it's heartbreaking. Yes, it's sad. It's everything, you know. The violence is horrific. But then again, you know, you just go on with your daily life. And, you know, that's part of being desensitized. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, the shooter also, she had a manifesto. So in other words, she was angry about something, and it sounds like maybe it was some sort of revenge. I don't know. But she was 28 years old, and this was, you know, an elementary Christian school. So that really makes no sense. But we shall see, unless it was a teacher that she was after. Who knows? But I guess that will come out. But that's no excuse. That's no excuse whatsoever. You know, and President Biden, once again, has asked for a ban on assault rifles. Once again, you know, he's asking all the time, Congress ban assault rifles. No one listens to the man. No one listens to our president, you know, no one. So here we are, you know, we're flying, you know, we're flying our flags once again at half mask, you know. Okay. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. Huh?
And you know something, though, you know, Republicans in the House especially talking about CTR or CRT, critical race theory and other bullshit that don't really matter, that's not happening. But Democrats have the biggest opportunity to, you know, hit them on gun control, you know?
Yes, they do.
You know, and Republicans, I mean, Democrats tend to pull back saying, you know, you know, we're not politicizing it and everything, and that allow Republicans to narrate the direction of this conversation where guns, you know, are the top, you know, top issue, you know, and instead of hammering it home that these Republicans don't give a goddamn about anybody, especially dead children.
No.
You know?
Oh.
We're not politicizing shit.
David.
What we're doing.
Yeah, but David. They don't care about children being shot in schools, but God forbid if you have an abortion. Oh, my Lord, you're a murderer. You're a murderer. But they don't give a shit about these kids being gunned down in school where they have to have drills and they have to, you know, they teach them to run and hide. Run and hide. That's what they teach them. Run, hide, and fight. Those are the three words that they tell them. Run, hide, and fight. What the hell is that about? Can you imagine these kids? I mean, seriously? I mean, I can't imagine the horror the horror of
I mean, how can you fight someone with a gun to begin with? You know, there's a fight? Fight with someone with a gun?
Well, they're talking, and then those are the three words, David, that they teach them. Oh, yes. Like, they mean throw a dust at them, throw a book at them. Who knows? Whatever you have in your hand, throw it at them. Yes, that's what they tell them to do. Run, hide, and
mm-hmm.
fight. Boy, that's going to keep
mm-hmm.
them alive, isn't it?
Yeah. And then there's this mother who was vacationing from Florida. Her kids herself were, you know, and were victims of a school shooting. And she confronted
mm-hmm.
Fox News and then they cut her
yeah.
off and everything. And I'm going to play a little clip here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you guys tired of covering this? Aren't you guys tired of being here and having to cover all of these mass shootings until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation? I'm pretty sure this was an unsecured weapon that this teenager got a hold of.
All right, so we're going to break away there because that reporter who was using that camera is obviously setting up to do a live report there. But the devastating news rang out of yet another mass shooting in the U.S., this time at a private Christian school in Nashville.
Three children have died as a result of this shooting. We are getting this. Is this from the Vanderbilt University Medical Center? This is the information that we're getting right now. The Nashville Medical Center has confirmed that three children have died, Alex. Just heartbreaking. We don't know how old they are.
While Fox News was setting up cameras to discuss the matter and likely deflect away from a desperate need for gun control, a woman got in front of the camera while they were still setting up and made a passionate case for gun control. And you just have to watch this.
Aren't you guys tired of covering this? Aren't you guys tired of being here and having to cover all of these mass shootings? I'm from Highland Park. Family vacation with my son visiting my sister-in-law. I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived the mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them? Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. It has overtaken cars. Assault weapons are contributing to the border crisis and fentanyl. We are arming cartels with our guns and our loose gun laws, and these shootings and these mass shootings will continue to happen until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation. I'm pretty sure this was an unsecured weapon.
All right, so...
So her children were part of the Highland school massacre and everything, and thank goodness her children are safe. She was on vacation there in Tennessee. And for this to happen must be traumatizing, you know? I cannot believe Republicans, you know, saying, oh, our thoughts and prayers. I mean, shut the fuck up and just do something about gun violence. You know, you give the NRA all this goddamn power and not doing anything to help these children, you know?
Nope.
Enough is enough, man. America's going through crap already. I want to go through this more. Almost every day somebody getting shot. 515-605-9802. Call in. Talk to us. You know, help us understand what's going on in America. We'll have Elaine on the line. Hello, Elaine.
Good evening.
Hi, Elaine.
Hello.
Good evening. Well, the other person that's making big bucks on all of the children dying is the gun manufacturers.
Of course.
They're behind the NRA.
Yep.
And we got to do away with lobbyists, of all of them. Every stinking lobbyist, we got to do away with them. Our representatives can go to Washington and they can do their job. They don't need a bunch of lobbyists breathing down their butt.
Yep. I agree with you. The lobbyists are basically like a cartel. That's the way I look at a lobbyist. You know, just a cartel. You know,
I like that definition.
Pardon?
I like that definition. I agree with you. They are like a cartel.
They are absolutely like a cartel. That is what they have turned into. They have this much power over just simple gun sense laws in this country. Think about that. We can't get anything accomplished. Anything. We go through year after year after year. talking about the same shit, but a different day, and nothing gets done. I know they're working hard in Michigan. I really do know that's going to happen in Michigan. But then again, when we go to Florida, guess what Florida's going to end up doing? This is going to go down to the Senate. It's going to be voted on. They are set to become the 26th state to allow citizens to carry firearms without a permit under legislation outlined Monday by Republican House Speaker Paul Renner. Conservatives and gun rights groups in Florida have long pushed to give Florida residents the ability to carry firearms with a permit known by supporters as constitutional carry. But past legislation has routinely gotten bogged down. This year's efforts are bolstered by Governor Ron DeSantis, who repeatedly said he would sign a permitless carry bill if lawmakers send it to his desk. Tell me why anyone should have a gun without a freaking permit. Tell me why. Give me one good reason why.
I can't.
Nobody can. It's because they want to sell more guns. Because if you don't need a permit, you can buy a gun, right? That way you
well, maybe
more.
The countries that visit the United States ought to put the United States on the do not travel list. It's become too dangerous.
It has become too dangerous.
I'm going to have to cut you loose for a few minutes. I got a call that came in.
Okay.
I'll call
okay.
in a little bit. Bye.
Yeah, man. Hi, hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking? You're live on air. Are you going to say something? Hello? Yes, you. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi. Hello. Welcome.
Hi. Don't be afraid.
Calling from
okay,
Ohio.
What's on your mind tonight? What do you want? Ohio. Hello, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Kathy. I can hear you now.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
The other night I had a meltdown. I was diagnosed with COPD. And it's a severe case. And I'm having a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, I started at 3 o'clock in the morning. I had a meltdown.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I was thinking, I'm going to die from this. And after I turned on, well, I didn't turn it on. I left it on all night long.
Mm-hmm.
After I saw the news this morning, this afternoon about Nashville,
mm-hmm.
I thought, you don't have no family, nothing to stick around for. I don't really care. Because I cannot see. Any fix to this problem with the guns? We can't see any fix to it.
No,
because the Republicans are so such a goddamn capitalist. They'll never ever shut down or ban or anything a company that they think's making money. It's all about the almighty goddamn dollar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's all about money. And Republicans are all about, I don't want to pay my income taxes. And if I do, I want it to go to the DOD, Department
yep.
of Defense.
Yep. You're right.
Because
you're
it's more right guns. There. They're selling more guns to the military.
Yep.
More weapons to the military.
Yep.
And they love it.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
Like I was watching that orange asshole talk out there in Waco. I can remember Waco. Waco started because that bastard was having sex with 12, 13, 14-year-old girls.
Yes,
and
he was.
And it finally got to the sheriff, and the sheriff didn't have enough people on his crew or his department in Waco to deal with them people out there. So he called in the FBI, and when the FBI was called in, them people in that farm out there or in that ranch went freaking crazy. And I was watching TV today. They set that son of a bitch on fire.
Yeah.
I was watching it on TV that day, just like I was watching January 6th. And this son of a bitch who went out there to Waco and, and shot off his mouth. I'm surprised that somebody hasn't eliminated him.
I don't understand. I agree with you, and I don't understand why he's still alive.
I don't care if I'm going out with COPD. This country, I mean, all over the world, they want to protect democracy, like in Georgia, in the used to belong to Russia, in Israel. My God, these people are going nuts.
Yes.
I can't. I can't believe the people in Israel. Man, they got some chutzpah, all right. I mean, I got to admire them because they're going to tell Netanyahu to cram it. And Netanyahu is just as buddied up with Trump as anybody could be. They're all power crazy, and they want to be rulers for life. I remember when that orange idiot said that he wanted to be like Kim Jong-un, who set himself up, or no, who was it? It was Z who put himself up for, wanted to put himself up for president for life. Thought that was a good idea. He might try that here.
There's what he wanted, you know?
Yeah. I don't think there's any, there's no answers for this gun stuff.
No.
There's no answers for it.
No. You know, what bothers me more than anything
else
is
we just got to live with it.
He doesn't, well, if you're talking about Trump, he, or the orange monster, as I call him, he does not have any sort of conscience or soul, or he doesn't feel anything. He feels nothing. And so when you feel nothing, and he thinks that he is immortal, he sets himself on such a high pedestal, and he's not been knocked down yet. And it's beyond frustrating. And you're right about Waco. I mean, he said that he did not, that was a coincidence. Bullshit. That was not a coincidence.
Bullshit.
That was not a coincidence. I don't care
what anybody. Stephen Miller thought that one up.
Yeah. That was not a coincidence. And the other thing is that they had that large screen TV. And they had the January 6th rioters singing God Bless America while he had his hand on his freaking heart and showing the insurrection on a large screen at the same time. And people were cheering. Tell me what's wrong with this country. What's happening in this country? What?
God. Lori, is it in the water or what? I don't understand it. I do not understand. I'm 75 years old. I never thought I'd live to see the day where Republicans. Do you know that Ronnie Reagan is spinning in his grave?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Spinning.
Yeah.
Spinning in his grave.
I'm basically, and I always can come up with things. I am almost out of words and out of talking about this because it's so frustrating and angering, and it's every single day for years.
If they say thoughts and prayers one more time, I'm going to throw up.
I know. I hear you.
Yep.
What do you think, David?
Oh, I'm just
Oh, God. Like you, I'm at a loss for words because, you know, we've probably done 5 or 6 shows since the reboot and everything about gun violence, about, you know, mass shootings and everything.
Yeah.
And we just keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
We keep hearing the thoughts and
like
prayers and nothing being
answer?
Done to correct the situation.
David, what's the
you know?
Answer?
Vote out Republicans and vote out all the corporate interest Democrats who, you know, getting money from these lobbyists because both sides do it. And unless we change that Citizens United law put through by the Supreme Court, then the same thing that's going to happen where big lobbyists, whether it's a tobacco company, oil company, gun lobby, whomever, you know, the military-industrial complex, you know, they're going to buy off these politicians that they're bidding because, you know, it's not politicians who write these bills. It's these special interests. And most of these politicians don't read what's in these bills. And the vote on it, vote yes, and give these big corporations / lobbyists tax cuts and everything. And it's just sickening. It's just maddening. It's just aggravating, you know? It's sickening. It's sick with stomach and everything. That's how I feel. And I'm going to play like a clip during the Trump Nazi rally in Waco, Texas, where he was hailing generous 6 rioters. And this clip is from Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
And today, the grand jury looking into possible criminal charges connected with that Stormy Daniels payment is back at work. Stephen Fabian has details.
It's a moment from the Trump rally that left many stunned.
Please rise and place your hand over your heart.
The former president hailing the January 6th rioters. He opened with images showing the mob being pushed back by law enforcement and a recording of jailed rioters singing, get this, the national anthem. An announcer called them the J6 Choir.
The Jan Sixers have a choir in prison? Like, fascinating. They literally put together a choir like they were at church.
He praised the convict choir of rioters. Love those people. Trump took aim at the ongoing Manhattan grand jury probing the Stormy Daniels hush money payments.
Not a crime, not a misdemeanor, not an affair.
The crowd responding enthusiastically as he mocked the adult film star.
I never liked horseface. I never liked it. It's just not. It's terrible.
But when he mocked his Republican rival Ron DeSantis, there was silence.
When a man comes to me, tears in his eyes, sir, if you endorse me, I'll win. Please, please, sir, endorse me.
And I said, all right, let's give it a shot. Trump is leading DeSantis in some national polls, but in a new survey of Iowa and New Hampshire voters, Florida's governor has the edge. Here at the courthouse in downtown Manhattan, the grand jury convenes today for the first time in a week, and security has been beefed up after an envelope was delivered to the prosecutor's office containing a death threat and white powder that turned out to be harmless. But the NYPD is taking no chances. Meantime, Trump is facing calls from his own attorney to tone down the rhetoric. The controversy erupted after Trump posted a link to an article which shows him wielding a baseball bat next to a photo of the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg. Trump has since deleted the link.
I think that was an ill-advised post that one of his social media people put up.
Oh, my God, Trump is an asshole, and the people who support him are assholes. These people are sick in the head. My God, when will this end? It's a nightmare. It's been going on since 2016. America deserved better. Goodness, man. Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking? Is this Elaine?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm listening.
Oh. Hi, Elaine.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'll jump in later.
Yeah. If anybody else did what Trump did, they'd be in prison awaiting trial, would likely have been found guilty and thrown away for years, you know, without a possibility of parole. But because this asshole is former president, he gets special treatment, you know?
And well, even if he becomes a Republican nominee, he's not going to win. Joe Biden will beat his fucking ass. You know, the Republicans, the best they can do is Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis, who's worse than Trump. You know,
yep.
What is going on with that party, man?
Oh, well, they're on a decline, but they're taking everything with them. That's the sad part about it. And then we have also, I don't know if all of you, and this is not even worth talking about, but I get so, Ted Nugent, who is from Michigan, makes me want to puke, called President Zelensky a homosexual weirdo. Why would he say something like that? What does that even freaking mean? The man is the president of a country, and he's married and has a family. And he called him a homosexual weirdo? Ted Nugent is an asshole that needs to go under a rock somewhere and never come back.
I'm going to play a clip about it was CBS in Texas. Trump supporters at Waco rally, and they're not too concerned about a potential criminal charges against Donald Trump and everything. And we talk about detached. These people are totally detached from reality. You know, they're out of their fucking minds. I'm just queuing it up on everything. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. Thousands of people from around the country and right here in Texas as well coming out to support the former president. A big question a lot of folks were wondering today was whether those large crowds that usually accompany Mr. Trump would show up considering all of his current legal troubles. CBS News Texas's J.D. Miles been inside that rally. It has 2023, Waco, Texas, baby!
The 2024 presidential campaign for Donald Trump began today in Waco,
making America great again,
where his supporters reveled in an energized festival atmosphere.
Like, helps us remember what he did for us.
Despite the lingering threats that Trump could soon face possible indictments in several states that are currently investigating the 45th president.
I intend on Donald Trump being the 47th president.
These supporters believe all of the investigations are political witch hunts designed to stop him from another term in the White House.
We're not going to get a preacher in chief. I mean, when one of my coworkers said today, she said, they're all crooked.
It doesn't really seem to be affecting this crowd. I mean, everybody can look past that.
I don't believe that anything bad will happen.
Thomas Isbell says he's been to more than 100 Trump rallies as a supporter and a vendor. It was Michelle Burke's first.
We just so happened to be in Waco for a girls' weekend and wound up here.
I asked some of the supporters if there's any way they could vote for another Republican presidential candidate. They all told me no and are steadfast in their loyalty to Trump.
He seems to care about us and our military, our border, the drugs that are coming across our border.
We found one protester among the crowd who accused Trump of using his Waco visit to compare his own legal troubles with the government to the Branch Davidian standoff that ended 30 years ago next month.
I really like that's what he's doing by using Waco and the unfortunate history of Waco and the anniversary of the Waco siege to try to have an undermining thing with saying that there's too much government, or it's a government overreach, basically, for what's going on in his personal life and the bed that he's being made to lay in.
Whether that's true or not, today's rally showed that Trump can still draw a big audience, which his campaign hopes will translate into a lot of votes in 2024.
What's more government overreach than, you know, telling little girls in high school that, you know, don't talk about your periods, don't go to the nurse for a pad because you're on your period, you know, taking out pad disposals when you haven't seen your period and everything, you know?
I
and
know.
This other Republican from Buffalo, I think she's a state senator or one of them, or even a congressperson from up in Buffalo, saying that if a person rapes you, you should have that baby because God ordained it, and you could always give the child up for adoption. Who wants to have the rapist baby? What is wrong with these people? Seriously, what is...
We could ask
I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed. I'm shaking now. You know, these people... Oh, my God. Yeah, I better not say anything because I don't want us to come off air or anything, but good Lord have mercy. I've had it with these Republicans. They don't care about America. And this person in the clip just now played saying, oh, Trump's care for America and Trump care for us and, you know, putting up the wall against the border with Mexico and all that crap. I mean, God almighty. He didn't do anything for 4 years. And what he put up with taxpayers' money, you know, a little rainfall and a little breeze blow, it fell down, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, Jesus Christ, get over it, people. The asshole lost. You have no other person because he's such up in Trump's ass, like he's some this god or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is a criminal.
Yep.
You know, who sold out his country for profit.
Yeah. And, you know, if you think about this, it's kind of sobering. It is only March, and there's already been 129 mass shootings in this country, including today. 129. And it's only March.
February, March, three into 129.
That's 42, 43 a month.
That's more than days in a month.
A month, yes. Just think about that.
That's more than one a day.
Yes. It's just, how do we get through to people? You know, that lady that interrupted on Fox, that Fox broadcast, and she said she's been lobbying, and, you know, she's talked to 129 representatives. What the hell did they do? Nothing. Nothing. We need assault rifles banned, AR-15s banned. That's it. We need them banned. We need.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they do like a buyback? People that need money, like in the inner city, offer them $100 for their handgun or two. I don't know how much they cost. I don't know how to put a dollar amount on it, but. There has to be something to entice. I just don't understand in this country why we need 400 million guns in this country. Why? Why?
I don't know. An interview with John Stewart with Oklahoma State Senator Nathan Dahm, you know, and I was looking for, like, clips and highlights. I don't think I played the whole 8.5-minute clips and everything, but... again, Republicans being off the rails and John Stewart calling them out and everything. I'm going to make the audience and you listen to it for a couple of minutes. His name is State Senator, Republican from Oklahoma, Nathan Dahm.
That's the one right that's listed in the Constitution that uses that very specific affirmative language. You know, shall not be.
Well, it's also the one right that uses the phrase well regulated.
Correct, when it's talking about the militia and the state.
By the way, just for clarity's sake, I'm not against the second. I don't want to ban guns. But you're saying more guns makes us more safe.
Yes.
So when we got 400 million guns in the country, we had an increase and gun deaths went up. So when exactly does this curve hit that takes it down? Would a billion guns do it?
Let's just run those numbers. You know, 400 million, 50,000. You're talking about a less than a fraction of not even a percent, of a hundredth of a percent.
But it goes up, not down.
So your argument is backwards. But if you want, okay, so let's come up with a solution, okay? So one of the issues, a contributing factor, again, I believe it's the individual that is the problem.
So your solution to that is... give them more guns.
So I'm saying that because people are the problem, we need to look at the problems that those people are facing and how do we address it.
For instance, you've removed the ability for the state to do that.
No, because you're...
If you don't have background checks and you don't have registration and permitting, how do you know who has a problem in terms of the people who you're giving a gun to?
You want to talk about the background checks first, or do you want to talk about solutions first?
I want to talk about what you're doing is you're bringing chaos to order.
That's your subjective opinion that it's bringing chaos to order.
It's not my subjective opinion. We have 50,000 gun-related deaths. That's not a subjective opinion.
Okay, so
that's dead people. Let me back up for a second. In every other place in your life, you want to bring order, but guns are the outlier for you. So let's start with immigration. You want registration, maybe a wall, maybe not a wall. Why do you want that?
Well, one of the reasons is because of the fentanyl crisis.
Right.
Okay.
And you don't know when it's coming across. So what do you
do? The fentanyl crisis is twice what the gun death crisis is.
Okay. So until the gun crisis gets to the fentanyl level.
Not until it.
You don't want to bring order.
No, not until it. But you see my point. If we're going to talk about.
This is the shit I'm talking about. This Republican
this
from Oklahoma.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They can circle, David. They have an excuse for everything. Now fentanyl is more important than gun control, okay? Fentanyl. And I'm not saying that that's not a problem, but our guns have been a problem forever. We can go back years upon years upon years. And nothing happened.
The key word is divert. They divert us, divert us, and divert us.
Yes.
I can't think of another word right now, but that to me, that's the key word.
Well, they talk in circles. They talk in circles.
They change the narrative.
And they change the narrative all the time. They never directly answer a question. Never. They only reflect back, you know, bringing up garbage that has nothing to do with anything. Fentanyl has nothing to do with gun control. That's all. I'm sorry. They're two different issues. Do they both need to be taken care of? Yes. But I think that gun safety laws and gun control is a big problem in this country, and it needs to be taken care of this year, before the end of the year.
They can't take guns away from people that don't deserve them, but they can take pain medication away from a patient that needs it.
Well, not only that,
when a person is in pain, they use the excuse that somebody OD'd.
Yes.
And they take medication away from a person who is in pain, but they can't take guns away. Oh, is that because guns kill? And then you don't have to worry about the person anymore?
Yep. I said, back to fentanyl. Yes, that has become a problem. You know, yes. But that's only been, we've been hearing about it for the past couple of years maybe? How long have we listened about these mass shootings? Like I said, there's been 29 in 3 months in this country. You don't think that there's something wrong? More children were killed? 3 adults were killed? I mean, there's not something wrong with that? I just understand.
You have a whole highway full of sheriffs with AK-47s strapped to their back, and they wouldn't go against one shooter with an AK-47 because they know what the weapon will do to you.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They know what the weapon will do to you. That's what happened in Uvalde.
And I'm going to do it for kids. And I'm doing it for kids.
And it's not just the weapons. It's the bullets. We're selling bullets that go in the size of a quarter and come out the size of an orange or a grapefruit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They die instantly.
Well, when you call her, when you call online, welcome to the show, Carla. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? Hello,
so
Carla. Welcome to Kitchen
Talk. Susan, Michigan.
Hey, yes, that's you.
Oh, hi, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Hi.
Well, we'll see how long I can talk without coughing, but
my goodness.
This is disgusting. There's no excuse for it. Automatic weapons were banned, then they reversed it. And, I mean, they have everything from metal piercing bullets and all that. And it just drives me crazy, the Second Amendment. That was written in the 1700s with muzzle loaders. I'm sure the founding fathers didn't want machine guns on the street killing children in schools.
No.
That's got to be reversed. That it's absolutely asinine.
Or someone grocery shopping, for God's sakes, or in a or having fun at a theater or in a bar or somewhere out in public, you know.
Or a kid sleeping in its room and the bullet comes through the house. I mean,
or church.
It's ridiculous. They're everywhere. Churches.
Or a church.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I mean, if you
a
think
lot
about
of this
it,
has to do with the white supremacy bullshit and, we got a right to guns, the neo-Nazi fascists. They're a cult. That's what this is turning into, a cult of crazy.
No, there's nothing else to say about it except it is a cult. The MAGAs and the Republicans are no longer a political party. They are a cult. And I'm going to go back and call them a fascist cult. And if anyone wants to argue about that, go right ahead. But you won't change my mind.
Nope, you're exactly right. That's what they are. And they've been in the shadows, but now they have that orange monster that brought it out, and he's feeding it. It's a monster, and he's feeding the monster.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just have to worry about the orange monster. We have to worry about the Satan in Florida.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
Banning
Absolutely.
Books and all this other crap, the guy's nuts. And if he'll be even worse because he's smarter than Trump. And he knows how to maneuver his state legislature and prosecutors and all that stuff like like Putin, same crap.
Yep, absolutely. And then we have, the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, going on air and declaring he was praying for the school, the congregation, and the national community without any mention of the mass shooting. Think about that for a second.
It's disgusting.
Yep. He signed a permitless gun carry law for declaring he was praying for the school, congregation, and Nashville community without posting any mention of the mass shooting.
Because they don't care. That these people do not care.
How much evidence do we need to bring forward to show people that can rightfully think that these freaking Republicans, and they're mainly Republicans, don't give a damn about life. They only want to be in our vaginas. They want to control our birth, our abortions. They want the pill, everything. They want to get into the bedroom. This is enough. And when are people going to...
They
want
to keep women down.
Yes, and the thing is, this morning in Germany, and this is has really nothing to do, but it does have something to do, because in Germany they're protesting, and I mean protesting, because they are not, they feel that cannot keep up with inflation. Their pay, just like in America here, is not high enough to take care of their bills. So they shut down airports, railroad stations. They shut down all the buildings. They shut everything down. They came to a standstill. This is what this country needs to do. If anyone understands how we got this far with our democracy, you have to think back of what we did in the past. You have to.
Well, we first got abortion rights when the women went there.
Yes.
We're still waiting for the Equal Rights Amendment, and never was passed. And that's from the 60s.
Right.
Equal pay for equal work, no matter if you're a man or a woman, blah, blah, blah. It never passed.
Nope.
I mean, that's disgusting. And now they're taking back our abortion rights that they fought like crazy for for hundreds of years, and they finally got it. And now they're reversing all that. Everything's going backwards. It's a cult, and they're basing it on religion. But, you know, those holier-than-thous are raping little kids and manipulating people, and they're not holier-than-thou. There's a lot of crap going on that's being hidden. Who are they to tell the rest of us what to do?
Oh,
and by the way, whoever met God, right? It's all been written by people and talked about by people. There's no such thing, you know, as a higher power. You know, I was born Catholic and all that crap, but you know what? It's all bullshit. They started with the reason to control people to do right from wrong, okay?
Yep.
Jesus was a man, and he preached, you know, treat everybody equal, be good to each other, do unto others. He was a good man.
Mm-hmm. But,
and that was like a basis of our law, you know? But this stuff that's going on now, where I'm better than you are, you should do what I say, it's bullshit.
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Every issue we have is follow the money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When you have somebody bitch a union, it's follow the money. They went to some other state, and they crawled up the corporate person's ass, and they got to be top dog. Follow the money. And then they'll talk against unions. Well, I left the UAW, and I went to Kentucky, and I worked for this businessman, and I got this, and I got that. It all boils down to follow the money.
Exactly, including in those holy roller churches. Oh, give me money, and they're flying jets and have big houses and all that, and the poor people are throwing money at them $2 at a time like they're doing for the Orange Monster.
When you watch their church programs, do you ever see them pass the plate? Do you know how they give their money at the end of the church service? They slide their credit card in the slot before they leave the door.
Seriously?
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. And they take advantage of these little ladies and stupid people, you know, because they think they're doing something good for God. But they're not. They're paying for that guy's jet and big cars and vacations and all that crap.
You know, and the other thing that I want to bring up is, you know, the Republicans are now, after the drag queens and, all of that. And we have prominent U.S. conservatives that were charged for child sex crimes, and we call them pedo-publicans. And I'm just going to name a few of them because they make me sick. We have Ralph Shorte, Mark Pepperot, Randy, his name is Ankery, Joel Kosten, Mike Fulmer. I mean, there is probably 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21. There's like 26 of them that have been charged.
Gates, Gordon.
Yep, that have been charged for sex crimes. And they're all conservatives, by the way. Okay.
In Congress?
Well, they are prominent U.S. conservatives. That's who they are. And
hypocrites.
It's disgusting. And these are the same people that want to, that are banning all these terrible things that are never bothered anybody before this year.
Diversion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Along with open carry of pistols, that anybody can have a pistol, they're going to have these pistols now have those, I don't know what you call them, but they're no longer a six shooter. They're a 20-30 shooter.
Like a bump stock.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah,
I'm talking about a pistol now. You put that into a pistol.
It's an extended magazine that holds a bunch of shells.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the bump stacks for the machine guns that they can show, you know, like that guy in Vegas, how many bump stacks he had and how many people did he mow down there, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And added to which, Republicans, Alabama, the congressman from Alabama, 2nd District, I can't remember his name now, he sponsored, and Boebert co-sponsored it, and George Santos co-sponsored it, where, you know, he wants to have a national gun, the AR-15. You know,
yep.
I mean, these people said they're for life and they want to protect life and everything. And added in that bill, when you read that bill, it's saying that, you know, you can have a silencer without a license. Why would anybody need a silencer on their gun? That's some James Bond shit. You get what I'm saying? Or
oh,
if you're a sniper and you
murder people, they don't serve a purpose. They're not for protection. They are to kill as many people as they can. They're weapons of war. They're not protection.
Mm-hmm.
They're not hunting guns. They aren't shotguns for hunting and sporting clays. They are weapons of war. And we people shouldn't walk around with those. And you should have a restriction on how many frickin' guns you can have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Listen, if
you know, certain,
you should be trained and licensed.
I have a story. I have a story to tell you. Last night in Albuquerque, I don't remember which sporting goods store it was, but some nutcase who it turned out to be high on meth had an AR-15 strapped over his body. He came into the sports goods store, and he was mumbling and whispering crap and everything. It turned out that he's a Trump supporter, and you know he wanted more ammunition and everything, and he wanted to buy a gun. And, you know, not knowing what to do, the people who work there panicked and said, here, what? You're high on meth or something. It turned out to be meth. And all lied on him, take away the gun from him, and wait till police came to arrest him. Because he was acting erratically, coming in there with a loaded firearm. You get what I'm saying?
What?
An assault weapon, the AR-15. You know, imagine, and he's high on fucking drugs. So imagine if, like, you know, somebody trigger him, he's just starting the fire. You know,
yeah.
I mean, Republicans want lunatics like this to have a gun? What is wrong? What is wrong with these people?
Oh,
it's his right to have a gun.
They don't care. That's all. That's the bottom line. They don't care.
Until it happens to their kids in the school when they're shot or while they're shopping in Walmart and get shot. Then they go, oh, my God. Too late.
Or it comes to their grandkids. Or it comes to their grandkids. You know, that's when something will be done.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then you're seeing more and more kids getting a hold of these damn guns. Shooting the teacher at 6 years old. Grandma getting shot because she's a dumbass and has her gun in her purse and the kid grabs it and shoots her through the seat. I mean, people are stupid. They're not safe with guns. They shouldn't have the guns.
There should be a gun liability law, like how you have, when you have a car, you have liability insurance. If you hit somebody with that car and you're drunk or, you know, you're being serious and hit that person and that gets seriously injured or die, then you could get sued for over everything you have.
Mm-hmm.
Have gun liability insurance laws and it's a whole quick things change. You know,
that's good.
Republicans
have a great idea. And the more guns you have, the more you got to pay. So how many guns are they going
to
have if they got to have so much
to
pay so much a gun?
You should have to register because if you register a car, you register to vote, you know, when you're a new immigrant, you're registered, you know, on an alien number. You get what I'm saying? So there's a process.
Yeah, you have
and, like,
a business. You
got to
be registered. Yeah,
exactly.
Everything.
As John Stewart said in this interview, that, you know, you have to be registered, you know, when you have a gun and when you vote, you know, things like that. So we'll play a little bit more of this State Senator Nathan Dahm's interview with John Stewart.
protecting lives, that's a larger issue in America than guns is. If we're talking about individual lives of ways that they can be protected, loss of life in America, there's loss of life through fentanyl. There's loss of life through obesity. The obesity crisis in America costs six times the number of lives as guns.
Right, and so, you're the guy saying, you know what would help this? Ice cream.
No. So, you know what would help the problem that we're facing with firearms? What? The fatherlessness crisis that we have in America.
What?
If you look at the statistics.
Right. Yeah, they're dying from gun death.
80%
of
school shooters either came from a broken or fatherless home.
Uh-huh. If you would say no guns for fatherless homes.
No, that's not what I would say. I would say that fathers need to be more engaged.
Great.
So let crime, let a firearm if they don't have a father in the home.
Put more resources into areas that are poverty-stricken. All for
and into fatherlessness, and that's something that we're
but
we're
why with guns are you against bringing order?
I'm not against bringing order.
You are. You're also making it less safe for cops and for people. When the police go to a domestic call, it's the most dangerous call they can go on. In your world, if they knew that there were firearms in the house, that's a safer call. Is that what you're saying?
No, because police...
Because why?
Because police treat every situation as a potential
issue. But more guns makes us safer. So why don't, when the police go to a house filled with guns, why don't they breathe a sigh of relief knowing that this Second Amendment that shall not be infringed is being exercised so fruitfully in this home?
Are you familiar with a 39-year-old woman in New Jersey?
I'm familiar with a ton of anecdotes.
Yeah.
I'm asking you a simple question.
This is not an anecdote.
When the police
actually
go to a house.
She had a restraining order on her ex-boyfriend.
I can run through
hundreds
and hundreds of examples of women killed by their domestic partners by guns that were not taken away through the lessening of red flag laws. You're pivoting to anecdotes.
No, this is not anecdotes.
What the police say, if we had gun registration, if we were able to track purchases, they have a technology that every bullet would be stamped with an individual like a fingerprint. If we had an ATF that wasn't defunded, we would be able to enforce gun laws more effectively, and we would be able to solve gun crimes more effectively. You're against all of that.
Because the person is the threat, not the firearm, not the knife.
I guess
the person, the individual is the one that is the concern
right
here.
What is he talking about? You know?
I know. No, it's the person. It's not the gun's fault. It's the person's fault to pull the trigger to kill.
Such a holeless argument. I could weigh 300 pounds, walk into a school, and be a diabetic and be eating a triple-decker ice cream, and the only person I'm hurting is myself. I do not hurt one child in that school. I do not hurt one adult in that school, and I don't even hurt the little mice in that school.
That's right.
Unless you fall on a child. Unless you fall on a child, but...
Yeah.
Unless I fall on a child, but I don't think I'd fall on a child.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not even an argument. It's stupid.
No, their narrative, because you're right, it's not an argument. Their narrative is so shallow that you can poke holes into it anytime. It's just ridiculous. And they all say
the
same.
But they repeat the same stupidity over and over and over.
Exactly.
The cult.
That's
what they want to believe, and they're not changing their mind.
No, exactly.
It's scary as hell.
Yep. So then
I have a statistics for you ladies. So gun-related deaths this year to date, we have... gun suicide, 9,642 people. Children murdered under the age of 17 is 5,544. And mass shootings is 122. And children under 17, 388 children. All gun-related deaths. But you know what the Republican House is talking about now, banning TikTok. What is banning TikTok? How is that going to affect anything, you know, to save anybody's life or get somebody a job or help them pay the mortgage? How is banning TikTok going to help any of that. Nothing. They're just putting red herring bullshit there to say, oh, let's ban TikTok, you know?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Ban TikTok, what else? These people are fucking insane. They need to be voted out in 2024.
Absolutely.
And drag queen reading stories. Drag queens don't trouble nobody. You know, they don't rape kids. They don't influence kids. If you're born that way, you're born that way. You know, but Republicans, the whole of them, though, born again evangelical bullshit. Like, oh my God, God said, like this past week, Lauren Boebert, my favorite person in Congress, was there in Capitol Hill in the middle of the rotunda with her some of her constituency people, and she was there actually praying. That's not a church, you know? She have no right doing that, you know? I'm not sick of these people, and there's a petition going around. I hope people like look it up. If there's a certain amount of signatures on that petition, they'll put it forward to expel Lauren Boebert from Congress. I don't know how well petitions work. This bitch needs to go. I'm sorry. She and Marjorie Taylor Greene need to fucking go.
I know.
And her her fake preaching drives me up the wall. It does. It drives me up the wall.
And if Omar would out a prayer cloth and she would get down and pray, she would never hear the end of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And I want to talk about pornography. This is a perfect example of the Republican hypocrisy. Remember when back in 2016 Trump was running and those pictures of Melania Trump came out where she posed naked, you know?
Yeah.
With her finger up her twat. You get what I'm saying? And Republicans are like, oh, you know, nothing wrong with that. Michelle Obama have a sleeveless shirt. Oh, she look like a man and all sorts of derogatory shit. You know?
Yeah.
And they're saying, well, books in library is pornographic. What's more pornographic than Melania Trump butt-ass naked with her fingers up her twat and the next set of fingers in her mouth tasting it? You know, it's not pornography.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely.
These Republicans are insane. They're sick. They need to fucking go. I hate these people. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I hate these goddamn people. Like, oh, you know, evangelical, born again, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, married for how much years? And yet still, you know, she's cheating on her husband and had all these affairs and everything. You know, it's going to come to light. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's no way they're hypocrites. There's no way she can lose her 14th district by the gerrymander the shit out of that district. You know? And it's just sad. It's pathetic, these Republicans. You know? It's sickening.
And it's still saying that election wasn't correct. After all those lawsuits and everything, they proved them wrong, but they're still saying the same old crap over and over and over again. They figure if you say it enough, people will believe it. And the trouble is, their cult does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all bullshit.
Yeah. Well, this afternoon, we're still talking about the gun, and Senate Republicans on Monday cast doubt on the possibility of legislative action on firearms in response to the shooting in Nashville, Tennessee earlier in the day. Senator John Cornyn, Republican, Texas, told reporters that he does not believe the Senate can go any further on firearm-related bills or on expanding background checks than the chamber did last year when it passed the bipartisan Safer Communities Act following the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The legislation was the most consequential gun safety package signed into law in three decades and became law with bipartisan support, with Cornyn as the lead GOP negotiator for the legislation. I don't even know what to say. They can't go any further? Really? So we've had 129 mass shootings in 3 months in this year, and they can't go any further? Are you serious?
Doesn't make any sense.
And when
we should go
back
to when automatic weapons like the AR-15 were banned, period.
Yeah.
I mean, when did that reverse? I don't remember. David, you remember better than I do.
I'm so mad now. I'm so fuming and pissed. I don't even remember the date. I'm usually good at that and everything. I think that was about 10 years ago.
I mean, Clinton, he's the one that banned them or something?
Yes, he sent legislation banning and through executive order as well. It was about 10 years ago. And it expired, and Republicans, George Bush was in power then, did nothing to renew it. Nothing, nada, zilch. You know? And George Bush wanted it. George W. Bush wanted to renew it, but because of the fanatics and the psychos that the Republicans in the House and Senate were there, they didn't vote for it to make it pass. You get what I'm saying? You know, these are the sycophants that are in there now. You know, if George Bush, a right-wing lunatic himself, wanted gun control, you can see how far-right these motherfuckers in Congress are. Even more far-right than George Bush. And that's fucking creepy. That's scary. Kids are dying. Children are dying. And they still don't give a goddamn. When will it end? When will they wake up, these people who vote for them?
It will not. Because then we also have Senator John Thune of South Dakota. He's a number two Senate Republican. And he also told reporters that more details surrounding the shooting need to emerge before lawmakers can discuss possible legislative remedies. This is what they do. They talk around and bullshit us. And what is there more to talk about? It was a woman that had two assault rifles and a handgun. She blasted her way into the school with the gun on a glass door. She shot her way in, and she killed six people. What do they need to discuss about that?
Yeah, you know what I say? Tucker Carlson last week said that transgender women with gun or trans people with gun are the most dangerous thing in America, and that's why we need to ban trans people from performing, you know, because these people have guns, so this here will play a pivotal role in Republicans' decision and moving on gun control, because they say, the trans people dangerous already. They're trying to influence children into being trans or gay or whatever, you know? And again,
it's
a divergence.
Don't they get it? You can't catch it. You are or you're not. You can't catch it, like COVID or something. Being gay, being trans or whatever, it's not catchy. It's the brain thing. They don't get that. They don't know the science. They're retarded.
Oh, no, they don't want to learn science because I believe in the Holy Bible. Yeah. Yeah, God said, or, you know, it is written in the Bible that. You know what I mean?
Well, the Bible didn't say go shoot people with it and go kill people.
Yep, exactly. So
What about the religious wars? Maybe history is repeating itself.
Yeah, probably. The Crusades, who wipe out the Muslims in the Crusade War. So this is the last 3 minutes of the problem with John Stewart, his podcast, where he interviewed this Oklahoma State Senator and moron, Nathan Dahm. I'm going to play the whole 3.5 minutes that's left. Here it is.
Okay.
We don't want anything that could help law enforcement or society determine whether or not a person is a good guy with a gun or a bad guy with a gun. Most
even
the registry would allow you to have much more effective background checks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why you won't just admit that you are making it harder for police to manage the streets by allowing all of these guns to go out without permits, without checks, and without background stuff. Why is that hard? Why can't you just stand by that?
Because that's not what I'm doing. I'm defending the individual's right to keep and bear arms.
That's a different argument.
Okay, well,
here's what I'm saying. You want to say I'm a Second Amendment purist and I'm making it safer. You're not. You're making it more chaotic. And that's not a matter of opinion. That's the truth.
That is a matter of opinion, John.
But why take away their tools?
Because certain of their tools that they're using would be infringements upon the people's right to keep and bear arms, upon their constitutional rights, upon due process, upon other things.
That registering is an infringement.
Yes.
Okay.
Is voting a right? And it's a right for citizens, yes. Do you have to do anything to do it? Yes. What do you have to do? It depends on the state. What do you have to do? Sometimes you have to be at least 18 years old. What do you have to do? And in some places you have to have a government-issued ID. What do you have to do? You have to
register.
Be on the voter rolls?
Register.
You have to register. So you have to register to a right. Is that an infringement? Does the right to voting say shall not be infringed? Oh, so this is just a semantic argument now.
No, it's not.
You believe voting rights can be infringed because it doesn't say specifically shall not be infringed.
Is it an infringement upon a 17-year-old's right to vote since they don't have that right to vote?
No.
Oh, not an infringement on them?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Because you're the one making the argument, not me. I'm saying even rights have responsibilities, and that within those responsibilities and order, otherwise it's chaotic. I'll go you one further. You want to ban drag show readings to children.
Come on.
Yes. Why? Why? What are you protecting?
Why can we prohibit children from voting, those under 18 from voting?
Why are you banning that? Is that free speech? Are you infringing on that performer's free speech?
They can continue to exercise their free speech, just not in front of a child.
Why?
Because the government does have a responsibility to protect.
I'm sorry?
The government does have a responsibility in certain instances.
What's the leading cause of death amongst children in this country? And I'm going to give you a hint. It's not drag show readings to children.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
So what is it? I presume you're going to say it's firearm. No, I'm not going to say it like it's an opinion. That's what it is. It's firearms. More than cancer, more than car accidents. And what you're telling me is you don't mind infringing free speech to protect children from this amorphous thing that you think of. But when it comes to children that have died, you don't give a flying fuck to stop that because that shall not be infringed. That is hypocrisy at its highest level.
Yup, hypocrisy, sickening, disgusting, disturbing Republicans. They don't give a goddamn about kids or America. You know, they just care about lining their pockets and helping the NRA and other lobbyists. And like Elaine said earlier in the show, all lobbyists, no matter who goddamn you are, should be banned. Lobbyists don't, what they do is want to make profit for whoever they work for, whichever corporation, whether it's a Wall Street corporation, whether it's a rich individual, they don't care about America. They care about lining their fucking pockets. Do Republican voters understand that? Unless you have $100 million in the bank, you know, or you're stupid if you vote Republican, or if you work for Wall Street, or if you have money in your pocket and in the bank, you know, I can see where you'd vote Republican. But when you're a poor white person living in rural Kentucky or Arkansas or wherever, and you vote Republican who wants to take away your Social Security, your Medicaid, your Medicare, you know, whatever else, and you still vote for these clowns knowing that they want to fuck you over, yeah, get with it, America. Please, get with it.
I just don't understand how the Republicans don't think about their own kids in the school or their grandkids or great-grandkids in the schools or in Walmart or in the churches. I mean, their kids could be there. It could happen to them. I don't wish anything bad on them, but it'd be nice if they learned their lesson. And they were all running for their lives in the Capitol building on the 6th, but all of a sudden they got amnesia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They sure were. They were all afraid, that's for sure.
They were pissing their pants, that's for sure. Laying, crawling on the floor and everything. But, it was just a little protest. It wasn't an insurgency.
Remember when Josh Hawley was running, literally running, not even Carl Lewis or Ben Johnson could catch him. When he was pumping his fist moments before. 20 minutes later, he's running like a coward, like a bitch, out to the Capitol trying to be safe. You know?
Pence forgot what he said. He said to the Secret Service, I do not want to leave this parking garage. I am not going to show them that I am afraid. But he got amnesia all of a sudden also. He didn't want to show those rioters that he was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden he doesn't remember what he said?
Yep. Well, there's a lot of...
Yeah, he's trying, to play it both ways. Go ahead, Laura, sorry.
McCarthy doesn't remember what he said either right after the insurrection happened.
Yes, that's
he said
right.
How disgraceful and horrible it was. Now he's sympathizing with them. Tell me how that happened. Does he have amnesia as well?
Follow the money.
You know, it's awful. It's awful.
It is.
You know?
They're hypocrites, and all they give a crap is what's in their bank account. That's
mm-hmm.
all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and yeah. then we have, you know, Speaker McCarthy saying that they're going to move forward with TikTok legislation. Now, they're moving on TikTok. TikTok really kills a lot of people, don't they? On a daily basis, they go.
Yep.
TikTok goes into the school and murders children. You know, murders 129 children in 3 months. People in 3 months. TikTok goes out. But that's their priority. But that is
another
their
diversion.
Absolutely. And Kevin McCarthy is a piece of crap. I consider him to be a traitor. That is what I consider that man to be. I really do. He does not give a crap about this country. He is only,
mm-hmm.
the only thing he wanted to do was become Speaker of the House. He wanted that power so bad, and now he's got so many butts to kiss, he doesn't know which one to kiss first.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it seemed like he kissed Marjorie Taylor Greene butt recently because when he was absent from the House, she was appointed Speaker pro tempore or Deputy House Speaker. So she's like literally two heartbeats away from the presidency. Yeah, two
Can
heartbeats away from
the
presidency.
Can they find anybody more stupid than her?
Right. So
yeah,
imagine if something happened to Joe Biden, God forbid, and then something happened to Kamala, and for whatever reason, the Speaker of the House can't be, you know, acting president. She would be acting mm-hmm. president, two heartbeats away. That is so goddamn terrifying.
Frightening.
You know?
Frightening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she and Lauren Boebert are the dumbest two people. You know,
mm-hmm.
you think Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann were bad? These two take the cake in terms of stupidity. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. My God, that makes Sarah Palin look intelligent and sound intelligent. That's frightening.
And, you know,
this is where we are.
Yeah. You know, and also McCarthy, back on the TikTok thing, went on to say, the House will be moving forward with legislation to protect Americans from technological tentacles of the Chinese Communist Party, he added. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I consider them to be more of a threat than TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I consider the Republican Party and these MAGAs more of a threat to all of us in this country than the Chinese Communist Party at this moment. I truly do. And for what reason are they going after TikTok? I'm not on TikTok. I don't know. I know that the younger gen, I know that teenagers and millennials, they post all their recipes and all that stuff on it. And once in a while I do run across one, but I'm not on TikTok. But I've never seen anything horrific on there unless I don't know what the deal is now with TikTok. Does anyone understand it? I don't.
Nope.
You know,
I'm not tech savvy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Republicans trying to push a narrative that TikTok is China uses it to spy on Americans. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, because they're hoping that World War III will start and you'll have info on Americans and even, you know, people who work in certain government agencies like the Pentagon or the Department of Defense. And when they're on TikTok and everything, your phone's spying on you. So is this conspiracy nonsense, you know? Added to which, Democrats get a lot of help with TikTok in terms of people spreading the word about a democratic cause and what Democrats hope to done, planning to done, doing in the U.S. Congress and state houses and everything. So imagine if TikTok is banned. That means
mm-hmm.
Democrats now have an outlet, you know, to tell people what they're doing and give them information on how to register, how to vote.
Well, they do have Twitter still. They do have Instagram. There are other things. But TikTok is famously, you know, popular. It just is with the millennials and generation and Gen Z. It's absolutely their go-to. And, you know, and you're right about that, David. And that could be part of the reason, you know. But they were very, belligerent. I would say hostile. Let's say hostile. When in the CEO from TikTok last week, they really were. I watched a little bit of it. Pretty hostile towards them. You know, I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know where this country, you know, and TikTok and McCarthy also went on to say, had TikTok been sold to an American company before, McCarthy added, Americans would have been safer. No, if you would have passed gun legislation, we wouldn't have how many deaths. I mean, you know, I am just so pissed off. I can't even think anymore. When I read this stuff, my blood just goes to my brain and I can't think. It just makes me angry because Americans would have been safer. Really? What about the safety from guns and their children in school? They're not even talking about that.
And can you imagine the mentality and with the kids, the mental health of these kids that always have to look over their shoulder, always look out in the hallway to see if somebody with a gun is there? What kind of life? What kind of life are these poor little kids having?
They are taught to run, to hide, either hide, fight, or run. That is what they're taught to do. That is those are the three words that are used. Three words.
But guess what? What they have now is bulletproof backpacks. That's what the marketing know. The school children have bulletproof backpacks.
Whoopie ding. And the school district over here, it's not far from me at the high school, they have to have clear backpacks. They have to be totally, they have to be clear, their backpacks.
So you can see if they have a gun in them, right?
Yeah, they could see if they have something on them that they shouldn't have. Okay.
Do
and
a lot of them in Detroit have metal detectors, too?
I don't
like the high school?
That I can't answer. I don't know
that
that's
what
they want
to implement in high schools, yeah?
Yeah.
All across the country.
You know? Yeah. But, I mean, if a student comes in with a gun, they could put it in their pants. If it's not a, you know, if it's a handgun, they could hide it. I mean, it's not hard to hide in your clothing, you know. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, the little Band-Aids that they put on these things, you know, on everything, it's not solving the problem. We're still bleeding. We're still bleeding.
You know, all your incidents have not all been reported. I went with my husband. He needed an MRI at this particular place, and we had to go through a metal detector at the hospital.
That's bad.
I'm not going to mention which hospital.
Wow.
That's bad.
So not all incidents are reported. So we do have a problem. We have a major problem with guns.
Yes, we do.
To go for an MRI and have to go through a metal detector.
Wow. I can guess where that was, though. But, you know, that's
awful. All the schools will eventually, including elementary, have to have metal detectors. That's what it's going to come down to keep the kids and teachers safe.
Yeah, but yet still, it took it over the U.S. Congress. You know, when you go into the Capitol building, when Pelosi was Speaker of the House, you had like a metal detector that everybody, even including members of Congress, had to go through. But as soon as Republicans won back the House, they took out that metal detector. And now they're working on legislation where Congress people, it's put forward by Lauren Boebert again, my favorite person in Congress, that, you know, Congress people can have an armed weapon on them on the floor on the House of Representatives. How crazy is that? Isn't that a waste of time as well?
Yeah, of course.
You know, some of them guys are really old. Can they even see straight to shoot straight?
Right? Yeah, let's shoot a Democrat, you know? That's Lauren Boebert's thing. Anyway.
It's insane.
The last thing. Yeah, last thing, because we have, let me see, how much minutes? We have just over 20 minutes left, and this is from the majority report with Sam Cedar. And a couple months back, Fox News host Tucker Carlson, he instructed fans on a show to arm themselves against drag queen, and here's the clip.
Manhattan is actualized. Sitting there reading a book.
What's the response if you took that as at face value? What's the response to something like that?
Exactly. I'm a hero if I go out and shoot up these people. That's what they're telling them. That's what the Manhattan Institute senior fellow is telling people. He's the guy who gets to wear the tie, but he's basically saying, like, somebody out there who has less to lose than I do better go out and put an end to this.
Yeah, won't somebody do something about this?
And talking about sexual themes with other people's children, not only in libraries, but also in schools and other public institutions. But they're scared to say anything because they're worried about offending the sensibility of many of the administrators and left-wing ideologues who police speech under the umbrella of LGBTQ tolerance. But the reality is quite simple. The academic queer theorists and the people who founded the drag queen sorority movement have left a trail of evidence in academic papers and manifestos that say the goal is very clear. They want to sexualize children. They want to subvert the middle-class family. And they want to basically eliminate what they call the sexual hierarchy in favor of creating a sexual connection between adult and child, which has, of course, long been the kind of final taboo of the sexual revolution.
Pause it for 1 second. Just to be clear, he's saying that they have a concerted effort, an academic, a plan, and a movement of pedophilia. This is what they're saying to these people with all of the dressing of Manhattan Institute senior fellow, the most watched cable television host in the country. They're both wearing ties, well-dressed, shaven. They would never lie about this. How could they? How could they be allowed on television and to be lying about this? That's what's going through the mind of all the unbalanced people they know they're talking to. Who's going to save the children? Same guy went and shot up the pizza place where there was supposedly child sex slaves in the basement that didn't exist. I mean, on and on. This is, his Pill of the Baby Killer moment for Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Bill O'Reilly's playbook to a T. Racism, xenophobia, transphobia, homophobia. Continue.
It was always the most basic taboo in our society. Stay away from the children, creep, or you will regret it. Why would any parent allow their child to be sexualized by an adult man with a fetish for kids? I mean, two reasons.
Just listen to that question.
Fetish for kids. What's the evidence that drag queen
sexualized? What does that mean? They're reading a story, and somebody's dressed as a woman.
Good thing no Republican states are in favor of child marriage. Like, it's just as you say. It's classic terrorism. This is his moment to shine.
So Republican states, as the right to say, want child marriages, but yet still a drag queen, reading just a regular story to a kid, that's influencing them. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, Republicans. Perfect goddamn sense.
I've got to ask a question on that.
Is
anybody forcing a mother or a father to take their child to the story hour?
Nobody is forcing a parent to take their child to have a story read by a drag queen. So what the hell is the problem?
That's once again.
This is your choice. If you know the person that's dressed up as a woman and you want to take your child to that story hour, that is your prerogative.
Well, it goes back to everything. They want to take away our choices. They don't think that parents can parent their children. They don't think that parents can take care of their children. If a child wants to read a book, and they can bring that book home, or they can ask permission to read the book. And if their mother or father says it's okay for them to read a book, then shut the hell up and let them read the book. They're not
doing
anyone else.
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, these same Republicans who are against drag queens reading to kids, aren't they the same ones in these red states who, you know, killing child labor laws in Arkansas, prime example, you know, you know, where you have child labor laws being broken, you know, and marrying young kids in Utah and whichever state, Idaho is a little example, where a 12-year-old kid marrying a 44-year-old man, isn't that child rape? Why you want to rape? Why would you want to marry a 12-year-old girl as a 44-year-old man?
Exactly.
You know,
make a little kid have a baby.
That's a real pedophilia right there.
Yes, it is.
You know? My God, these Republicans.
The rules are only for them. You know, they can break the
rules. Those I say, but no, those I do. These people are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a little bit more Tucker Carlson. Here's Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm.
Quite simple is that people have been mystified and bought into this idea that it's somehow an expression of tolerance and exploration and gender creativity. But the second thing, we've seen this already in New York City, it's mandatory. New York City public schools have organized dozens of these performances as young as elementary school. These are mandatory. Parents and some teachers were not even given the chance to opt out of them. And so this is long gone from what one conservative commentator called a, quote, blessing of liberty to something that is now being subsidized and forced onto kids by the state itself. It's
Yeah, and that's a lie right there. Nobody's subsidizing shit in New York. You know, you have a choice. If you want a kid, you have to go see a drag queen, read a story.
Mm-hmm.
By all means, freedom of choice. If you don't want it, then don't send a kid. Don't take a kid there. You know?
Yep.
Absolutely. He's lying, man. What is still on air? Bunch of liars.
Yep.
Oh.
Absolutely. Bunch of liars. They're hypocrites. You know, they are the pedophilias. You know, they are the lawbreakers. I mean,
they're sick because they think, books and the teachers talk about sex in elementary school. You can't even teach the kids about periods if they have it right in class. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's all lies. They distort everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all lies is right. And some way, somehow, we have to change the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to change the narrative.
I know in Idaho. You know, in Idaho recently, there's a law passed saying that a girl cannot tell a teacher or even go to the nurse anymore to tell them that they have a period and they need pads. There's a law. There's an actual law saying that.
Yeah.
I know. The poor kid. She's got to run around with messed up pants because she can't go to the nurse and get help. She didn't know it was going to start, especially when you're a kid. It's not regular or anything, or she forgot to stick it in her backpack. I mean, that
I
is
know.
Retarded.
Yeah, it's House Bill, HB 313, where Democrats put that forward to say offer free feminine products for public school females. The Republicans voted against
who wrote
it. And
that, a man or a woman?
Both, actually.
Both?
And I'm looking for... Yeah,
what
Republican
mother would want her
kid
embarrassed like that in school?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking for the clip where the Republican man, you know, was saying, oh, here it is, wow, you have to listen to this. Like, queuing up a clip and everything, where the Republican State House person, whatever his name is, you know, saying that the three P's, pee, poop, and periods, you know, this is it. It should not be discussed. And here is the actual clip. It's from Idaho. GOP woman helped to block the free tampons in school bill that Democrats put forward. Here it is.
Girls have two P's, peeing and pooping. We know that the proper role of government is to cover the two P's. Well, surprise, we just figured out, 2023, the girls have three P's. They have peeing and pooping and periods. The girls don't have a muscle down there. When that happens, it happens. It's an emergency every time that happens. It's a basic biological function. It's the proper role of government to cover a basic biological function. I submit to you that it is.
Wow. Wow. That's so fucking ignorant what he just said.
Yeah.
But if a kid throws up in school, I suppose now you're supposed to just let it lay there.
Yeah.
And by support, child.
That's a perfectly good function. It's normal. You throw up.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Africa. Those poor kids that don't have money for pads stay home that week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
And this is what Idaho House Bill 313 that Republicans voted against. This is why I said. All public schools and public charter schools who serve students in grades 6 through 12 in Idaho shall provide feminine hygiene products free of charge and available only in female or unisex restrooms within all public school buildings and public charter school buildings. It's just to help young women who are like 12, 13, 14 years old who may just have the period and everything, you know, and help them. So why would, you know, Republican women side with, you know, these Republican men to shut down something that will help little girls from being embarrassed? Why? You know, it's not modest.
They're retarded.
Because they have no moral compass.
And
no
kids are having their periods as young as 9 years
early.
Old. You have to have them because of all the hormones and the freaking food we eat. And they're having them, you know, it was normal 13 when I was doing it, you know, my age. But now they're down. My poor granddaughter's friend had it at 9 in class. The teacher, thank God, had a pad and a change of clothes for the kid and quietly took her out, you know, of the room so she wouldn't be embarrassed because that was a good teacher.
I know, it's terrible.
She had these retards. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they're not allowed to anymore. So if a girl have her period, then boom, have her period, everybody say. And you know how kids are, make fun of the poor girl when she's bleeding in her whatever she's wearing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These Republicans, I don't understand them. Is that the one to humiliate woman? Is that it?
I mean, women, so it's got to be 50 years, no, more than that. We used to have a class one day. Girls went in one room, boys went in another room, and they explained nature to you. And everybody, you know, it happened at a, you know, I think it was like fourth grade or something back then. So you knew about it. Because if your parents didn't teach you, then what?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, can I make it a little, can I tell you guys something that happened before?
Sure.
Elizabeth Warren was on Lawrence O'Donnell tonight, and she was being interviewed by him. And she announced that she was running for president. Well, she misspoke. And so Twitter has blown up because they, you know, heard her say that she was running for president. And then she had to go back on national. And she had to say she misspoke, and she's running for Senate again. So Elizabeth Warren is running for Senate. When she went back on TV, she praised, you know, the president and the vice president, said how, you know, what a great job they've been doing. And, you know, there's no story here. I'm running for Senate. That was an accident. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess it's just. Yes, it was. But I'm just saying, it just, it turned the media upside down when she said that. And do you see how mm-hmm. things just fly fast in this country? I mean, if you think about it, Lawrence O'Donnell mm-hmm. is on from 10 to 11 Eastern time. And, you know, within 10 minutes, Twitter's already blowing up about it. It's just unbelievable how things get around. Social
and then
media.
You got to wonder, half of what that's, you know, all that internet shit is
yeah.
fed by Russia and China to feed
yeah.
the crazies. They're stoking
mm-hmm.
the fire, you know, go yep. protest, go do this. And they're pushing it because they want
yeah.
chaos in our country. And then you got the dumbasses that believe all that.
Yep. Yeah, it's
yep.
like I
yep.
said, it goes to show you how fast news travels in this country. Amazing. It's just, you know, technology is, you know, the internet and Twitter and, you know, I wonder if, you know, I mean, Twitter is just, why is Twitter worse than, I mean, we have Elon Musk. I mean, never mind. I'm not going to
yeah.
bring that up. You don't want to.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, people, it reminds me of my poor grandma from Italy, barely could speak English. If it was on TV, she believed it. Like, she would
mm-hmm.
watch the FBI show, the program, and
mm-hmm.
thought it was real.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and people, these people believe what they see and hear on TV. They don't, you know, no matter on the internet, especially with all this garbage that flies up,
mm-hmm.
you know, from Proud Boys and all that stuff. They believe
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't check their sources. And then you get
mm-hmm.
other countries that are feeding this chaos. They're jumping
yep.
up and down. Oh, look what's happened to the United States. They're all nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to ask one question and get a quick answer from everybody. Today, there was the Manhattan grand jury that's doing the investigation had another witness go onto the stand, and his name is David Pecker. He's an ex-National Enquirer publisher. And the grand jury, you know, heard his testimony, but they did not vote on anything as far as indicting, et cetera. They're going to reschedule. I mean, they're going to meet again on Wednesday. What is your take on all of this? What do you think is going to happen possibly on Wednesday? Does anyone think that Trump is going to get indicted or not?
I think he will a bunch of times. This is the small potatoes
I'm talking about specifically New York right now. Specifically.
I think he will. And that guy was from the Enquirer. He had inside information.
Yes, he does.
When
mm-hmm.
all this was happening.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, it's not a question of if, but when. You know, and people have been waiting for this since, 2016 when he first announced, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, time to, like, take off a kid's glove and start giving him special treatment and slap those handcuffs on him, put on that orange jumpsuit, and just do it, you know.
There's a part of me that thinks it goes even deeper than that. Are they afraid? I mean, you know, with all the death threats and everything that's happened. I mean, he posted that picture of himself with that baseball bat.
He's trying all his delay tactics. You know, he gets his lawyers and doesn't show up to the jury. He won't answer questions and all that crap. That's all he's ever done, delay and deflect.
Yeah, but I don't consider that a delay tactic. I consider that a threat. And I honestly believe that he should have been arrested for that. I do.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I think he will. With,
I mean,
what's his name, Smith?
This is the problem that I have. That's why I'm afraid. I'm not sure I want to hear what's going to happen on Wednesday. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because if anybody else did that, they would be arrested and put in jail, awaiting trial for what they did and everything. Yes. So it's a double standard and hypocrisy because he was a former president of the United States that he gets away with things like this.
Isn't Smith also investigating, besides Mar-a-Lago and the secret shit, the threats and January 6th and all these other threats that he's doing?
Yes, but the thing is, what bothers me and makes me think, if he does not get indicted for this, now Michael Cohen did go to prison for this. He went to prison for the exact same thing. If he does not get indicted for this, you know what's going to happen? He's going to look like a martyr. He is going to boast even more than he's boasted now. And the MAGAs are just going to go crazy. They're going to go wild. This is not going to turn out well if they don't indict. They have to indict. Because if not, our judicial system is dead. It's dead. There's nothing else to say.
A two-tier justice system.
Yeah.
Everybody else who's in 1% gets special treatment. They'll get indicted. They'll get, you know, arrested and convicted. And the next tier is for everybody else, you know? You do something, the most menial things, and you get arrested and get years in prison. But we'll have, like, 3 minutes left on everything. And there's a school board meeting recently, and there's this big grown man who came in front of a 13-year-old child, a black child, and threatened a young black girl. And the chaos broke out loose after the school board meeting and everything, you know? Because the school hired an anti-CRT consultant. And so I guess this white parent had a problem with it and everything. And, confronted this child and wanted to hurt this child. Of course, the parent defended his child and everything against this white, crazy, MAGA person. Yeah.
Yeah.
The madness has to stop. It has to stop.
It was in California.
Yeah. But anyway, we're running out of time and everything. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Susie, Madeline, who else? Elaine. And
Kathy.
Yes, Kathy for calling in and everything. And one more person calling, but I guess they didn't, they'd rather listen and didn't say anything. So I want to thank everybody. Let's pressure the people on Capitol Hill, whether Democrat, Republican, to push gun legislation and to make sure that we have proper gun control laws, because too much kids are dying, you know? And it's not fair for a child to go to school who wants to learn something and not to worry about going through metal detectors or doing drills for a school shooter. The madness has to stop. Enough of this bullshit. It's been going on for years, and it's not normal. This is not normal, okay? So until next Thursday, or Thursday coming up, join us again. Same time, same place. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David. This is Lori Picka from Michigan. Everyone be safe. And we'll see you Thursday. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.